兄姊妹，我们翻到《约翰一书》。
My sisters, let's turn to the book of First John.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter two.
我们从十二节读到十七节。
We read from verses 12 through 17.
约翰一书第二章十二节。
First John chapter two, verse 17 or 12.
小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you for His name's sake.
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning.I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world is passing away and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
我们读经听到这里，听我们低头有点祷告。
This concludes our Bible sharing for this time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，感谢你在你复活早晨，我们一同来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that on the day of your resurrection, we can all gather before you.
我们感谢你，这是一个蒙恩的日子，因为每次来到你的面前，你都要向我们施恩典，都向我们说话。
Lord, we thank you that this is a blessed day because every time we gather before you, you would pour out your grace and you would speak to us.
因为你是用你的话来引导我们走这个地上道路的。
Because you use your words to.Lead us in the path that we are to walk.
你这位说话神，今天仍然继续向我们说话。
You are the God who speaks, and today you will continue to speak to us.
在圣灵里面，让我们能够听见你的声音。
Let us in the Holy Spirit be able to hear your voice.
也给我们里面有个开通的耳朵，给我们一个属灵的悟性来明白你的话。
Give us within ourselves an ear that can hear and a spiritual understanding that we may understand your word.
好，叫你的话有根有基的住在我们里面。
That your word would be able to be firmly rooted and fixed within us.
你的话也成我们生命的力量，引导我们走这地上的道路。
And that your word would be our strength to walk the path.
因此我们愿意一同等候，仰望在主的面前，你来向我们施恩典。
As we gather and wait before you, we ask that you will pour out your grace upon us.
你释放我们身心灵，让我们在你宝血覆庇底下，我们能够坦然无惧来到你面前来等候你。
May you set free our spirit, soul, and our mind that we may be able to dwell underneath your wings.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.好，早晨呢，愿和弟兄姊妹来继续来看约翰一书。
Today we'd like to continue to share with the brethren John, the book of 1 John.
我们说到《约翰一书》呢，是讲到一本生命经历的书。
We shared before that, the book of 1 John is a book about the experience of life.
当我们信主的那一天，我们就得到这个新的生命。
The day when we were first saved, we received this new life within us.
这个生命就是那起初原有的生命，神的生命。
And this is the life that has existed from the beginning, the life of God.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，因着得到这个新的生命，这个新的生命也一步一步来带领我们来更多认识、经历这个生命。
So when we receive this new life, this life itself would lead us to experience it.
我们说到这个生命有一些特点。
And we said that this life has a few special characteristics.
使徒约翰告诉我们说，这个生命的特点，头一个就是让我们有这个生命可以与神来交通。
in chapter 1, the first thing is that John tells us that when we have this life, we can have fellowship with the Lord. Because only those who have the life of the Lord can have fellowship with the Lord. And that through this fellowship, you can enjoy more deeply the fullness of
the Lord.
That through this fellowship, that our joy may be made full within us.
这个生命的使徒也告诉我们说,
and he goes on to say that this life is a life of light.
因为神是光,
because the Lord is light, and in him there is no darkness.
所以因为我们有这个神的生命可以与神来相交,
so on one hand, when we have this life, we can have fellowship with the Lord.
我们必须活在这个光的里面, 我们才能继续与这个生命来相交。
But on the other hand, we have to continue to abide in this light to have
fellowship.
Because the apostle tells us that there is no fellowship with light, between light and darkness.
So
only when someone lives in the light can someone have fellowship with the God of life. And this life has an expression through our living.
So when
we have this new life within us, we will demonstrate it through the way we live.
所以我们上次讲到这个生命原来是一个不犯罪的生命,
and so the Bible tells us that this life is a life that does not
因为这是一个圣洁的这个生命, 所以让我们可以过一个圣洁的生活,
because this is a holy life, it allows us to live holy lives.
这是神拯救我们的一个目的,
and this is one of the purposes for which God has saved us.
神不仅不定, 当我们信耶稣的时候, 神不仅不定我们的罪,
when the Lord saved us through Jesus Christ, he didn't just not condemn us for
our sins. 我们感谢神告诉我们说那些在基督耶稣里面的人他们就不再被定罪了。
We thank the Lord that the Bible tells us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in the Lord.
这是神拯救我们那个消极的目的。
This is one of the end goals of one of the reasons why the Lord has saved us.
积极的目的呢是叫我们这个里面不犯的罪的生命能够彰显神那个圣洁的生命。
But a further goal is that we would be able to demonstrate this life without sin.
So, 等到这个不犯罪的生命以后，自然而然我们在生活里面，我们就可以把这个生命的特性把它表明出来。
So that we would be able to demonstrate this life that does not sin.
从前我们有的生命是一个败坏，是一个亚当的一个生命。
Originally, our life was the life of Adam, which was
corrupt.
A life that sins.
所以人虽然可以在那边立志为善,
so although a person can desire to not sin, but
这是我们从前没有信主之前的一些经历，这是人的一个痛苦。
This was our experience before we were saved. This is one of the trials of being a man.
感谢神，当蒙恩得救以后，我们是从神所生的人。
We thank the Lord that after we were saved, we are now born from God.
我们有父与神的性情。
We can share with his divine nature.
所以这个是一个神圣的生命，是一个不犯罪的生命。
So this is a life from God. A life that does not sin.
所以我们看见这对人极大的一个拯救，是一个极大的一个释放。
This is such a great salvation and a freedom for us.
我们从前活在罪恶当中是由不得我们自己的。
When we were in our sins, we had no choice but to live for ourselves.
是因为有个犯罪生命在我们里面，所以我们不得不来犯罪。
Because we had this life of sin within us, so we couldn't help but sin.
但是现在我们得救了。
But now we are saved.
我们从那个罪恶权势里面得了自由，得了释放。
We've been set free from the kingdom of sin.
我们从今以后，我们可以过一个圣洁的一个生活。
Now we can live a holy and sin-free life.
我们说到这是一个能够守神诫命的一个生命。
This is a life that through which we can meet the Lord.
我们常觉得神的诫命是非常高，标准是那么高，实在是无法达到的。
We used to feel that the Lord's standards were so high that no one could ever.
说没有一个人能够守神的诫命。
That no one would be able to meet the Lord.
只有神的生命才能守他自己的诫命。
So only the life of the Lord can meet His requirements.
感谢神，神已经把那个守诫命的一个生命赐给了我们。
But we thank the Lord that He's given us a life that has already met His.
只要人愿顺服这个生命的感觉，自然而然在那里就能守神的诫命。
If only someone would be faithful to the life that He has given us, then we would attain.
所以耶稣告诉我们说，他诫命不是难守的。
So John tells us that His commands are not.
因为不是我们这个原来这个老旧生命来守神的诫命。
Difficult because. Our old life cannot attain to His command. But it is through His life that He has given us that we attain His command.
而第二章，末了三次我们没有交通的，在那就讲到怎样是一个守诫命的人呢？
So in chapter 2, which we didn't share last time, what kind of a man is someone who fulfills his command?
他说我们若守他遵守他的诫命，就是便是变小的是认识他。
Does whoever keeps his commandments would know the Lord?
所以我们看见一个守神诫命的人，乃是说到他一个认识神的人。
So it says that someone who keeps the Lord's commandments would know the Lord.
那底下讲说，一个守神诫命的人呢，有神的爱在他里面。
And it continues to say, whoever keeps the Lord's commandments has the love of the Lord.
我们中文是说，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全。这原文应该是说神的爱在他里面是完全的。
In chapter 2, verse 5, it says, but whoever keeps His word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected.
主耶稣也曾经对他门徒说，
Lord Jesus said to his disciples,
人若遵守我的命令，就常住在，常在我的爱里面，正如我爱父，遵守父的命令，常在他爱里面。
He said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
常在我的爱里面，原文应该是说住在我的爱，住在我爱的里面。
To be hidden in his love is. means to abide. So whoever keeps the Lord's commandments, God's love is perfected in
him.
So whoever keeps the Lord's commandments can truly feel and enjoy God's love.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们觉得好像不感受到神的爱的时候，甚至觉得神不爱我们的时候，
So brothers and sisters, whenever we feel that we can't feel the Lord's love or that the Lord doesn't love us,
使徒就告诉我们，原来我们不在那里，我们在那里没有守神的诫命。
The apostle tells us that it's because we have not kept His commandments.
当一个人在守神的诫命的时候，他自然而然感受到神是这样爱他。
If someone keeps the Lord's commandments, they will naturally feel that God loves them.
再来要告诉我们说，一个守神诫命的人，就是住在主里面的人。
So whoever keeps the Lord's commandments, he is dwelling in the Lord's love.
弟兄们，不管当人说到他是一个认识神的人，他是一个神爱住在他里面的人，或是说他住在主的里面的人。
So for someone who says that they love the Lord, or that they live in His love, or that they keep His commandments. We know that this is all an internal experience or a story from
within.
How do we know when someone says that they know the Lord? How do we know if when someone says that the Lord's love is made complete? How do we know if someone truly lives in the Lord? This inner man, we can't see. Someone can say, I am someone who knows the Lord. So So the disciple asks, outwardly can we see if this is true?
我们是一个住在光明当中的人。
We are people that live in the light.
因为底下讲到一个守神诫命的人，就是爱弟兄，是住在光明当中的人。
Verse says, whoever keeps the Lord's commandments lives in the light and loves the brethren.
当一个人在光明当中与神交通的时候,
when someone lives in the light and has fellowship with the Lord,
他在那里他就能够爱弟兄。
Only then can he love the brethren.
依然说，我所写给人，这不是一条新的命令。
So John writes to them and says, Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you.
我所写的是一个旧的命令,
but an old commandment.
到后面又是说, 我写给你们是一条新的命令。
In verse 8, on the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you.
他说不是一个新的命令, 但是又不是,是一个旧的命令, 但是又是一个新的命令。
Saying it's not a new commandment, but it's the old commandment. But on the other hand, it is a new commandment.
到底是新命令还是旧命令呢?
So is it a new commandment or an old commandment?
为什么使徒说不是一个新命令,是一个旧的命令?
Why does the apostle tell us first that it's not a new commandment but an old commandment?
因为主耶稣曾经对他门徒说,你们要彼此相爱,我怎样爱你们,你们也要怎样相爱。
Because the Lord Jesus told his disciples, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I love you. This is a commandment that they had already received from the Lord Jesus. So why is it today a new commandment? Because when someone is in the light and has fellowship with the Lord, when they're in this light, they receive a new understanding of the commandment. And they'll see that this is a new commandment. That in the light, he is able to love his brethren.
所以他在那里说,一个人若是守他的诫命,就是爱弟兄,就是住在主的里面,住在光中。
So it says, if you keep this commandment, you and love the brethren, you are living in the light.
在他没有绊倒的缘由。
The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause to stumble in him. If someone is living in the light, then nothing will stumble
him.
There's no reason for him to stumble. Today we may hear someone saying, because of this brother's a situation, I've stumbled or fallen. There may be some situation which causes me to be weak and that would prevent me from walking the spiritual path. John tells us here that it's only because we are living in the darkness. Because we're living in the darkness, only then can these things cause us
pain.
Because of we are living in the darkness that we would not be able to love our
friends.
And in the darkness, that's when we would be blinded and not know where to go. But if someone's living in the light,
他在那里对主这个命令，他就有一个更深的一个领受，这是一个真实的话。
Because they're living in the light, they can see that this is the truth and that they would receive more.
不仅在主是真的，在我们也是真的。
Not only is it true in the Lord, but it's also true.
因为他在光明当中看见我们人都是软弱的。
Because in the light, you see that all men are weak.
我会软弱，我会失败，别的弟兄姊妹也会软弱，会失败。
I am weak and will fall, and all the brothers and sisters are also weak.
当我们在这光中看见这样的光景的时候，我们自然而然我们就不会因着别人失败软弱，就成为我们绊倒的缘由。
Because when we're in the light and we realize these things, then when brothers and sisters stumble and fall, then we won't stumble and fall.
我们在那里就能够包容，我们在那里就能宽恕。
There will be understanding and be able to empathize.
我们在那里就能够再次经历到这个生命是一个爱的生命。
And then we will be able to see that this life is a life of love.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都是我们生活上非常实际的事情。
So, friends, this is a very real thing.
So, we say that the Book of John is a very practical book.
And so, the Book of John, First John, is talking about real
experience.
So, on one hand, we can live and experience these characteristics
of life of God. 检验我们，看看我们属灵光景到底今天是在一个怎么样情形的底下。
We can compare to our personal experience and see what our spiritual life is like.
所以许多里面的故事人是看不见的。
So all of these inner stories, man cannot see.
许多里面生命里面的经历不是人在怎么样说。
But the experience of life isn't just what other people are saying.
使徒依然是告诉我们，外面人是可以看见，我们是不是一个所神诫命的人。
The people on the outside can look at us and
是不是所神诫命的人，
and see if we are people who have actually met the Lord.
一个所神诫命的人，他是一个真正认识神的人。
If we are actually following the Lord's commandments, if anyone who
一个所神诫命的人，神的爱充满在他里面，他能够享受神丰富的爱。
If someone follows the Lord's commandments, then the love of the Lord is perfected within them.
一个所神诫命的人，因着他住在光明当中，所以他能够彼此相爱。
If someone follows the Lord's commandments, then they are living in the light, and they would love the brothers.
所以雅各书也告诉我们。
So the Book of James. James also tells us,
有信心必须有行为。
If you have faith, then show me your words.
哇，这就是约翰这里所说的，借着外面所诫命，让我们看见里面那个信心，那个里面我们真正认识神的一个光景是怎样。
So, the outside works, the experience tells us what our inner man's condition is like.
因为我们看见这个生命是带领我们一步一步来经历、来认识这个生命的特性。
So his life leads us step by step to experience the special characters.
但是我们也看见一个生命的成长，他经历的确是有不同的。
But as each of us grow, our experiences may be a little bit different.
他认识是有不同的。
And our understanding may be a little bit different.
或是说这个生命经历的程度是会有不一样的。
And the depth of our growth may be different.
他生命的表现也是会有不一样的。
And the outward expression of this growth may be
different. 所以他底下就讲到有三种人：小子啊、少年人还有父老们。
So John continues to say that there's three general groups of people, which is fathers, young men, and children.
这三种人就说到三种不同生命度量的一个光景。
So these three people talk about three different depths of the spiritual experience.
有小子，有少年，有父老。
There's children, little children, there's young men, and then there's fathers.
当我们去读，好好去细读这一卷书的时候，小子这个字出现有九次，是最多的。
So if we study this book carefully, we'll see that the phrase little children appears nine times and is used most often.
似乎好像告诉我们，今天在神的百姓当中，小子是特别多。
And we can probably see from here that today, among Christians, little children is most common.
我们说到小子、少年的父老，这个不同生命度量的一个情形。
So we see little children, young men, and fathers, there are three different depths of spiritual experience.
跟信主的年日长短没有绝对的关系。
And it is not directly correlated with how long you've known the Lord.
是有关系，但是不是一个直接的关系。
It does correlate somewhat, but it's not directly related.
当我们得救的那一刻的时候,
From the moment we are saved,
我们的确每一个人都是小子。
At that moment, all of us are little children.
但是有的人 很快就进到少年的这个阶段。
However, some people would grow quickly into the stage of young men.
也许他信主两年三年，他就有那个少年的生命的度量出来。
Maybe they've only believed in the Lord for 2 or 3 years, and they've already achieved this level of young men.
有的人可能经过五年八年的时候，他就有那个复老那个正面数量表现出来。
And within 5 or 8 years, they may demonstrate the life of being a father.
但是有的人呢，信主二十年、三十年，可能还在小孩子、小子这个阶段里面。
But some people maybe they believe in the Lord for 20 or 30 years and they're still at
the life
of little children. What is the difference?
我刚刚提到说，这一卷书里面提到小子特别多。
I said before that this book speaks to little children most often.
第二章第一节头一次出现小子，我将这些话写给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。
So chapter 2 verse 1 is the first time this phrase occurs. It says, My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
到最后一章最后一节又是小子。
And if we go to the end, chapter 5, the last verse, it once again says, Little children.
小子们啊，你们要自守，掩蔽偶像。
It says, Little children, guard yourselves from idols.
这说到什么呢？
What is it speaking about?
表明说这些话都是对小子说的。
It says that all of these words are for the little children.
好像第一章不过是一个引言而已。
That the first chapter is only an introduction.
讲到这个生命的源头是从哪里来的？
That it talks about where the source of our life comes from.
讲到这个生命是一个与神交通的一个生命。
That this life is the life that fellowships with
the Lord. 生命的交通呢是建立在这个光的这个性质上面。
That this life is founded on the idea of light.
然后从第二章开始到第五章结束的时候，都是讲到小子所要听的话语。
And then from chapter 2 to chapter 5, it talks about things that the little children.
表明这些话都是。好像对那些刚蒙恩得救的人所要说的话语。
That all of these chapters are words that are shared with someone who has
just been saved. 这里让我们看见一个原则，乃是说到神的话是对所有神的儿女，只要你是小子，只要是你蒙恩的，就是神所说话的对象。
That the audience for John's words here are little children. That as long as you believe in the Lord, all of these words are for you.
今天我们常读圣经的时候，常觉得或是说有这样一个想法。
When we read the Bible today, we should have this idea.
我们觉得有些话是对父老所讲的，有些话是对少年所讲的。
Today, sometimes we may feel that certain words are for the elders or the fathers.
我们觉得以弗所书、哥罗西书那么高、那么深奥解书，那都是对父老所讲的话。
And we think of books like Ephesians and Colossians, these books are so high, they're obviously for the Father.
但是从一样书信里面可以看见，原来神所有话都是对小子所说的话。
But when we see from the books of John that all of the Bible is for the little children.
只要你是小子。
As long as you are a little child.
小子就是神的儿女，神的孩子。
As long as you are one of God's children.
这些话都是对我们所说的。
All of these words are spoken towards us.
这个就让我们明白。那我们怎么样才明白神的话呢？
So how can we understand the words of the Lord?
不是根据我们信主年日长短。
It has nothing to do with the number of years that we have known the Lord.
所以刚才讲说，即使有三种生命度量不同的人。
So we said before that there are three stages of understanding.
但是跟他们信主年日没有绝对关系。
But it's not absolutely related to the number of years.
是有关系。
Yes, there is a relation.
但是那关键呢是在乎是不是有神的启示。
But most importantly is whether or not you have this revelation from the Lord.
所以刚提到说有些人刚开头是小子。
So in the beginning, some people are little children.
过了两年，他好像就跳到少年人这个阶段，好像长进非常快。
And in 1 or 2 years, they may have jumped to the stage of young men, and that it seems that their growth
is very fast. 过五年八年，他的父老的生命度量就显出来了。
And after 5 or 8 years, they'll begin to exhibit the life of.
他差别在哪里呢？
Where's this difference?
还是在乎是不是有神的启示？
And it's whether or not they have the Lord's revelation.
是不是在那里能够领受神话语的生命的供应？
Do they have they received the word from the Lord?
这样而言，他们生命的成长就比别人快速多了。
That then we can see that this is why their growth is faster.
因为读神的话不是根据我们天然的智慧能力怎样。
Because reading God's word isn't related to our natural minds and our.
而是在乎神的启示，神的怜悯。
but it's dependent upon the Lord's revelation in His mercy.
I
remember when I was studying in college, there was a group of us young people. And there were a few of us that were older that were in graduate school, but there weren't many people that were already graduated and working. There's only one or two.
那时候我才得救一年.
At that time, I had only been saved for 1 year.
有位连长弟兄带我们每个礼拜三读圣经.
There was an older brother who would lead us every week to read the Bible.
那连长弟兄那时候头一次听他。 头一次接触他，听他讲道，交通。
That time was the first time I heard him sharing with us.
那弟兄的信息的交通，从某一个层次来说，的确是不容易明白听得懂。
What that brother shared, on one hand, was very difficult to understand.
后来他到美国，很多人听他讲道的时候，真的是有时候觉得真是不太容易明白他所讲的。
And many years later, when I came to the United States and heard him speaking again, it's true that what he talks about is hard to understand. And we acknowledge that from many points of view, what he shares was hard to comprehend. But very strangely, but for a young brother who had only believed for 1 year.
对一些年轻人在还在大学读书的一些年轻人.
For a bunch of college students who are still studying in school.
很多人信主也都是可能都是三年五年而已，不是很长.
And most of us had only believed for 3 to 5 years, not very long time.
但是当我们头一次接触到弟兄所交通信息的时候，我们里面听的真是觉得很有味道，很有灵受，很有得着.
Every time we hear him speaking, heard him speaking, we felt that we've received so much from through him. And we ask, why is it so?
对一个刚信主的人，他对圣经一点都不熟悉。
For someone who has just believed, they don't understand anything about the
Bible. 但是为什么听起这些话，觉得好像非常有味道？
But why is it that when they hear these words spoken,
that they thought there was so much.
They may not understand all of his words, but they felt that there was something there, something spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，我想是有原因。
I can only think of one explanation.
乃是神的怜悯，乃是神的亮光启示在我们里面。
That it is the mercy of the Lord, that the Lord shine His light.
所以今天人常常带着自己的心思想要去明白神的话。
So today many people try to use their own minds, their own knowledge to understand.
人以为好像在蒙恩起初的时候，必须讲非常一些好像人看为非常简单的真理，人才能明白。
That when we're sharing with someone who has just believed, that we have to share some very simple concepts to them.
这是人的思想。
This is man's thinking.
人用这样思想想要明白神的话，那是很难的。
Trying to use man's understanding to understand the word of the Lord is.
所以使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章也告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 12, Paul tells us.
他说不要效法这个世界，你们要心意更新而变化。
Don't be like this world, but your mind should be transformed.
然后你们就能够查验。
Then you would know what is the good and perfect will of the Lord. We have to be renewed and transformed. After we're saved, we should be renewed and transformed. And by this renewing and transforming, should we read?
自然而然我们就没办法明白神的话。
Then we'll be able to.
若是我们心思被更新、被变化。
So that our minds would be renewed and transformed.
当我们去读主的话的时候，似乎人觉得是不容易明白的话。
Then when we would read these words, that people would think it would be difficult.
但是我们的心思改变了。
But because our minds have been transformed.
我们读起主的话来，好像似乎好像能明白一点。
we will be able to understand a little bit.
好像我们能够进到神思想里面。
It would be as if we would be able to enter into the Lord's way of thinking. Sisters, this is not something that comes from our natural mind. But it only comes from the revealing of the Holy Spirit within us.
所以保罗才教导我们说，我们要求父将那智慧和启示人赐给我们，使我们真知道他。
So we ask that the Lord gives us the spirit of knowledge and understanding that we be able to.
所以当我们不明白神话的时候，我们当然应该有向神有一个祷告。
So that when we come to study the Lord's word, we should have this prayer within us.
主，求你把那智慧启示人赐给我。
We pray, ask the Lord to give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding. That we may be able to understand your word.
若是我们有这样的态度，我们也要这样祷告。
When we have this attitude and this prayer.
也许我们刚刚信主没有多久。
Maybe we have only believed in the Lord for
神乐意把他自己的话启示给我们。
But the Lord is willing to reveal his word.
因为我们在那愿意明白他的心意。
Because there we are trying to understand his will.
我们愿意在那照他的心意来过生活。
And we're trying to live in accordance to his will.
自然而然神的话对我们来说就容易明白多了。
And very naturally then the words of the Lord will begin to understand more and more.
不错，在我们的生命经历里面的确会有不同。
Although we may have differences among us.
我想在这个程度上的不同。
I believe that this is a difference only in depth.
不是外面事情的不同。
It's not outward differences.
因为这些经历都是我们必须要经历的。
Because these are all experiences that we all need to go through.
所以在这里讲到小子，讲到少年，讲到父老。
So here it talks about little children, about young men, and about fathers.
我在主的时候好像讲到少年以后呢，没有讲到说中年人啊，壮年人啊。
After it says young man, it doesn't say to middle aged or to.
从少年人马上跳父老。
It jumps straight from young men to fathers.
我想可能在少年人这阶段，好像似乎比较长一点。
So I feel like this period of time of young men seems to be.
好像这个阶段里面也包括中年人、壮年人。
And it may include the middle aged and.
然后才能够进到那个父老这个阶段里面。
The mature, and then it goes into.
但是从这个不同的阶段里面，也可以让我们看见神的心意是要叫我们能够长大。So
in this period of time, it tells us how the Lord wants us to grow into maturity.
所以以弗所书那里告诉我们说，叫我们认识神的儿子，叫我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成身量。In
Ephesians it says, and so we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man. So we're not children to be deceived by the world. A young child is the most easily deceived. They don't have the ability to discern. If someone gives them a little something that entices them, then they'll just go with.
所以神心要叫我们长大成人。
So the Lord asks us to grow up into maturity.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们在心思上不要做一个小孩子。
So Paul says, don't be like little children.
我们心思上要做一个大人。
We want to grow into maturity.
什么是心思上做个小孩子呢？
What does it mean to be a child that
我们知道小孩子他心思他所想都是什么，都是想要玩啊，都是要干什么。
We know that a child's heart, what they really desire is to play or.
像我们小时候呢，都爬到地上打弹珠。
When we were young, we used to crawl on the floor and play with marbles.
并且打得非常有味道，非常喜乐。
And we would have a great time.
就这个小孩子的心思。
This is the heart of a child.
但是我们慢慢长大以后，我们有大人心思。
When we grow up, we'll have an adult.
我们会想要说，我今天再爬到地上去打弹珠。
Today, will I feel like I want to crawl on the ground and play with marbles?
那是不可能的事情，是不是？
Isn't it something that's impossible?
因为我们已经长大了，我们有大人的心思。
Because we've already grown up, we'll have an adult heart.
我们就不再想到小孩子那些的事情了。
We'll no longer think of the things.
我们长大以后，我们知道我们有很多事情，重要事情要去做。
When we grow up, we know that we have so many more important things.
我们不会再爬在地上去打弹珠了。
We won't crawl on the ground and play with marbles anymore.
这是说到我们今天在属灵身上，我们要像个大人。
It tells us that in the spiritual things, we should grow up as well. We shouldn't be like children, thinking only of the things on the ground. We have to think about the things that are more important. What are the things that are more important? The heavenly things. The things of the Lord. The things that last until eternity. These are the greater, more important things. We've already put behind ourselves our thoughts of children. We're no longer considered the things of the ground. But we have to consider the things of heaven. Brothers and sisters, this is the mindset of
God.
And the Lord wants all of us to grow into this.
所以在这里使徒一样给写信的时候告诉这些神的儿女们说头一个就是小子们啊
So when John was writing the letter, first he talked to little children.
想小子换成中文孩子可能更亲切一点 换成孩子
If we translate it as little children instead of
我想英文都是一样 但中文呢没有换成小孩子这个孩子这个
I feel like in English it was already little children, in Chinese it was little
children.
Because in Chinese, if we say that phrase, it's a little. Really, he's talking little children. This John, at his age, was like a. These are all the children of God. In the Lord's eyes, they're all precious. So when John writes little children, he's telling us that how precious we are in the Lord's eyes. Because we're all born from God.
儿子耶稣基督用重价所买赎回来的人
We are all redeemed at great cost
他顾念我们 他眷顾我们
He watches over us
他养育我们
And he's helping to raise us
所以我们看见今天在神的教会当中
So we see today in the church
那些刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹人特别关心他们是不是
Those who have just believed that people would care a lot more about them, right?
礼拜天没有来 一看就知道,哦,那个弟兄那姊妹没有来。
If they don't show up on Sunday, immediately we'll say, oh, so-and-so brothers.
很多弟兄姊妹眼光都常注意在那些刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹身上。
And so the eyes of the brothers and sisters are very often focused on those that have just been saved.
因为他们都是神所生的,神所爱的一个对象。
Because they were all born from the Lord and loved by God.
所以他们也特别感受到神家的爱。
So they can especially receive.
那这些小子们呢，他们对属灵经历头一个乃是认识到他们的罪借主的名得了赦免了。他们罪借主的名得赦免。Because
their sins have been forgiven through the for your sins have been forgiven you for His name's sake.
这是一个人刚得救的时候对。
For someone whose sins have just been forgiven, this preciousness is.
他知道他信耶稣，他一切罪、主耶稣的宝血都赦免、都洁净了。
They have just understood that through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, that all.
他不再有个罪的重担了。
And they don't have the judgment of sin upon them anymore.
他领得了释放。
And there's. Souls have been set free.
这是一个刚得救的人常常有的最初的一个宝贵的经历。
This is the precious experience of someone who has just been saved.
他所有罪都卸重担都卸下来了。
And the weight of their sins have been put down.
今天人生活在地上，常常觉得我们生活各方面许多重担压力，有许多重担加在身上。
For many of us, we feel like the life that as we're living, the world puts all this extra burdens upon us.
我们以为是因为外面环境许多工作、家庭、儿女许多压力在我们身上，叫那觉得非常苦闷，压力非常大。
Through our work or school or families or children, the whole world seems to be putting pressure and burden.
但是我们却不知道那个真正的原因是什么。
But we don't know what the real reason for this pressure.
我们的真正原因乃是我们里面有个罪的重担压在我们身上。
really it's this burden of sin within us.
又加上环境许多不容易事情，许多事情。 那压力更大，重担更深。
Compounded by these outward difficulties, and this burden feels extra heavy.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢？
But what does the Lord Jesus say?
他说：“凡劳苦担重担，可以到我这里来，我叫你们得安息。”
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
当一个人蒙恩得救，有他罪得了释放，他这个重担卸下以后呢？
When someone who has just been saved and their sins have been forgiven them. And they put off all of these burdens. Their lives suddenly feel much more relaxed. These outward things like their work or their children or their families, there's still some outward pressures. But when we first become saved, don't these outward things feel like they're not.
你说那原因在哪里？
What is this reason?
原来我们里面那个罪的重担已经卸下来了。
Is the burden of sin within us has already been.
所以虽然环境外面仍然有许多事物上许多的压力。
Although there are many outward pressures still.
但是我们觉得轻省多了。
But we feel so much more.
弟兄们，为什么会这样子呢？
Why is this so?
因为
Because we know that we are God's children.
Because
He has promised us that He is one that would help us. We can give our burdens to Him. One of the reasons why Christians aren't like the other people where we have to scramble all the time. Because our pressures have been reduced. Because the weight of sin has already been lifted off
of us.
This is the real reason why the world is often filled with
burdens.
To thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, has taken all of our burdens upon Himself. That we can rely upon Him to live peacefully here. I think this is the first and most precious experience of a little child.
我曾经提过，当我得救，在大二清楚得救的时候。
When I was a freshman in college and I first believed in the Lord, I felt like even walking, my footsteps were lighter. It's like walking on air. This is a very wondrous thing. You think this is strange? Because our burden of sin has already been laid aside. And within ourselves, we have received this freedom. So this is the first experience of the little children that they know that their sins have been forgiven.
那底下说，小子们，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。你们认识父。小子，哎，那个。
The end of verse 13, it says, "I have written to you, children, because you know the Father."
当蒙恩得救以后呢，我们认识这位神是我们的父。After
we're saved, we know that God is our Father.
我们知道一个出生的小孩子，他稍微大一点，也许六个月、七个月，他最先叫是什么？就是爸爸妈妈。So
we know that when a child has been born after 6 or 7 months, the first words that they say is either "papa" or "mama."
他认识谁是他的父母。They
recognize their own parents.
别人叔叔阿姨抱他就会哭。If
one of the other aunties or uncles try to pick them up, and once their parents pick them up, then they'll stop crying. They recognize their own parents. Just like us, when we are are saved.
这儿子也领进到我们里面来,
the spirit of sonship enters into us.
我们能够称之为神为阿爸父,
and we recognize that God is our Abba Father.
我们认识他是我们的天父,
we recognize him as our Heavenly Father.
我们是他儿女, 我们可以来投靠他。
We are his children, we can rely upon him.
我们可以把一切重担忧虑的卸给他, 因为他顾念我们。
We can give all of our burdens to him because he watches over us.
弟兄们,
this is the real reason for our
我们是一个有父亲的人,
peace. We are people that have a father.
圣经里面讲到两种最可怜的人是谁呢?
The Bible speaks about two most
最可怜,
most pitiful people.
就是孤儿跟寡妇,
which are widows and orphans.
孤儿是一个没有父亲的人,
orphans have no parents.
寡妇是一个没有丈夫的人,
and the widows have no husband.
圣经里面讲到, 父亲丈夫都是讲到我们的依靠,
when the Bible talks about fathers and husbands, it talks about someone that we can rely upon.
所以当我们没有信主之前, 我们就像一个孤儿没有父亲, 就像一个寡妇没有丈夫,
before we believe and were saved, we were like orphans with no parents.
我们是一个没有依靠的人, 所以为什么许多事情都是自己需要扛呢?
Because we had no one to rely upon, we had to struggle for ourselves.
都要靠自己来扛, 所以重担压抑就更多了。
Because we only had ourselves to rely upon, then these burdens were extra heavy.
但是感谢神, 我们得救以后, 我们知道我们是神的儿女。
We thank the Lord that when we were saved, we know that we are children of God.
他是我们的父,
he is our Father.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, this is truly a great change.
我们从前是谁的儿女呢?
Before, who were our parents?
当我们在这个光和里面和神交通的时候,
when we entered into the light and fellowship with God,
我们看见我们从前的身份是一种非常可怕的身份。
We saw that our life previously was truly terrible.
圣经告诉我们说我们是魔鬼的儿女。
The Bible tells us that before we were saved, we were children of Satan.
一个不信主的人原来是一个魔鬼的儿女。
Someone who doesn't believe is a child of the devil.
谁愿意做魔鬼的儿女?
Who's willing to be the child of the devil?
今天不信主的人也知道魔鬼是代表一个邪恶的东西。
Even today, those who don't believe recognize the devil as someone that is
原来一个不信主的人是被称为魔鬼的儿女。
But anyone who doesn't believe is considered a child of the devil.
被称为是恶人。
They're considered evil.
圣经讲到恶人不是讲到他那个为非作歹的一个人。
When the Bible talks about evil people, it's not what they're
不是为非作歹做很多坏事的。
It's not that they've done many evil things.
耶稣曾经对那些法利赛人说,
Jesus said to the Pharisees,
你们这些毒蛇种类既是恶人,
that you brood of vipers, how can you being evil speak of
evil? 原来毒蛇种类就是魔鬼儿女, 魔鬼儿女就是恶人。
So this brood of vipers are the children of the devil, and they are therefore evil.
他是属邪恶的, 他是属恶者的。
Do evil and they belong to the evil one.
没有一个人愿意做被称为魔鬼儿女，是不是?
Isn't it true that no one wants to be called considered?
感谢神，当我们得救的时候,
we thank the Lord that when we were saved,
我们成为神的儿女,
we became children of God.
这是一个极大的一个改变，这是神极大的恩典.
Such a great difference, a great change. This is the grace of God.
这是神极大的爱.
This is God's love.
所以第三章第一节就告诉我们说呢，你看父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们被称为神的儿女。So
1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us.
所以成为神的儿女是神何等的爱。
To be the children of God is such a great love from God.
这个身份是一个极大的一个改变。
This adoption of sons is such a great change.
我们原来是怎样一种人呢?
What kind of a person were we?
我们微小, 圣经告诉我们说, 我们是极其微小, 如虫如蛆的人。 如虫, 小虫。
We were like insects.
如蛆, 蛆什么是蛆呢?
Without a home. What is?
忘蛆比那个虫还更可怕。
Worm. Oh, worm.
你在什么地方可以看到那些蛆?
Where can you find worms?
在那些苦难的肉堆里面。
In like the
肉
rotting meat, so like maggots.
我们看到那个腐烂肉上面有许多小小东西在爬来爬去。
So we see a pile of rotting meat, we'll see like little things crawling in it.
那就是蛆。
Those are.
他们在那干什么呢？
What are they doing there?
他们在吃腐烂的东西来维持他们生命。
They're eating that rotting meat to sustain their life.
他们靠那些东西来活着。
They depend on that thing to.
这就说到我们今天。没有信主之前，我们就是像蛆一样。
So when before we believed, we were like.
我们在这败坏腐烂的世界里面，我们正吃东西来活，维持我们这个生命活着。
We were living in this corrupted world and surviving off of it.
这是我们从前的光景。
This is our life before.
感谢神。
Give thanks to the Lord.
撒母耳母亲在发出一个赞美的诗歌。
Samuel's mother.Saying this hymn of praise to the Lord.
他说，他说到神，他从灰尘当中抬举了我们这些贫寒人。
He raises the poor from the dust.
从粪堆当中提拔我们这些穷乏人。
He lifts the needy from the ash heap.
使我们与王子同坐，得到那荣耀座位。
To make them sit with nobles and inherit the seat of honor.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙恩的故事。
This is the story of our salvation.
我们从前在地上像个灰尘，那些贫现在粪堆当中打滚的人。
We were like those poor new people that were rolling in the dust and the ashes.
现在蒙得救了，神把我们抬举到一个地位，与王子同坐，得到荣耀的座位。
So the Lord has lifted us up to be seated with the nobles and inherit the seat of honor.
成为神家里面的人。
To be in the Lord's household,
成为神的儿女,
to be the Lord's children.
我想每一个人都盼望成为神的儿女。
I feel that everyone aspires to be a child of God.
我想没有一个人愿意被称为是魔鬼的儿女。
I feel that no one would want to be called a child of God.
怎样成为神的儿女呢?
How can we be children of God?
只要我们愿意来到主耶稣基督的面前。
As long as we're willing to come before the Lord Jesus.
我们只要愿意承认我们是一个罪人，我们相信他是我们的救主。
As long as we admit that we are sinners and believe in Him as our Savior,
我们接待他，我们就能够成为神的儿女。
When we receive Him, then we will be children of God.
所以约翰福音第一章那里就告诉我们说
，So in John chapter 1 it says,
凡接待他的人，就是就是信他名的人，神就要赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
It says, but as many as received Him, or for those who have believed in His name, to them He gave the right to become children of God.
只要我们相信他，接受他，我们就能够，我们有一个权柄来做他的儿女。
As long as we received him and believe in him, then we have this right to be.
我们有这个权利来被称为神的儿女。
We have this authority to be called children of God.
所以我们有诗本里面有首诗歌，只有神的儿女，他有权柄能够大喊大唱。
So in our hymn book, there's this hymn in the chorus says, "Oh, the children of the Lord have a right to shout and sing."
没有信主之前，我们没有这个权柄在那边唱诗赞美神。
Before we believe in the Lord, we don't have this right to sing praises.
只有今天作为神的儿女，我们才有这个权柄、这个权利，我们可以大喊大唱，因为我们前途是更光明。我们前途更光明。
So only when after we believe in the Lord, we'll have this right to shout and sing, because the way before us is growing bright.
因为我们今天是走在一个荣耀光明的道路上。
Because we're walking along this path that leads us into.
有一天我们要来朝见我们君王，我那一天我们要把荣耀归给我们这天上的神，我们的阿爸父。
One day we will meet our King and give glory and praise to our Abba Father.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都是神的小子，都是神的儿女，神的孩子。
So, brothers and sisters, we are all children of the Lord.
虽然小子非常可爱，但是不能停留在这个阶段。
Although little children are very cute, we can't.
我们生命需要往前，我们需要生命需要长大。
We have to continue to grow.
我们经历要更丰富。
And our experience will become more.
所以底下就讲到第二种人，少年人。
So the second group of people is the young men.
少年人他们经历是什么呢？
What is the experience of the young men?
他们胜了那恶者。
You have overcome the evil one.
表明他们里面生命是长大了，里面是有一个刚强的生命出来了。
It says that their life within them has grown up, and they have this strength of life within them.
他们有得胜的经历了。
And they have this experience of overcoming.
他们已经不在那个小孩子的阶段的里面了。
They're no longer in the condition of being little children.
虽然小孩子是可爱，是宝贵的。
Even though little children are cute and precious. But the life within us is to continue to grow and move forward.
正像一个小孩子，他从小在长大的时候，很多事情都是父母为他安排来供应他的需要。
Little children, a lot of times, their lives are just are structured by their parents.
慢慢他长大进到少年阶段的时候。
But as they grow up into become young people,
他出外读书，他出外做事。
They begin to go out outside of the home.
他面对许多的环境，许多的事情。
And they meet many things on the outside.
他经过许多的挑战。
And they have to fight many battles.
但是他必须自己来应付，他自己必须自己来面对，自己需要在那解决。
And a lot of these things they have to accomplish for themselves.
他不能一直停留在家里,
they can't remain at home forever.
因为他已经长大了,
because they've already grown up.
进到那个另外一个阶段里了,
they have entered into this new stage of
life. 他自己要面对各种环境了,
they have to meet all of these outward events by themselves.
许多事情他自己要决定来定规了。
They have to make decisions for themselves.
不能再靠父母了,
they can't rely upon their parents.
所以他们在这里就有个经历, 他们能胜过那个世界那个恶者。
So here they have this experience of overcoming the world and the evil one.
为什么他们能胜过呢? 为什么他们是被称为是刚强的呢?
Why are they considered strong and overcomers?
因为在这里说, 神的道常存在你们心里。
It says, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you.
他们里面常常有主的话。
In them they have the word of the Lord.
主的话不仅供应他们,
the word of the Lord not only sustains them,
叫他们生命能够成长,
and causes their life to grow. But the word of the Lord is their weapon to overcome.
所以弟兄姊妹，一方面我们是神的儿女，我们是在神的家里面做儿女。
On one hand, we are the children of the Lord, and we live in the Lord's household.
但是我们要进到一个另外阶段，我们要面对这个世界。
But in the next stage of our lives, we have to face this world.
面对世界给我们许多的试探，给许多的挑战。
And the world gives us many temptations and battles.
在这里我们开始有个征战的生活。
Here we have this life of.
怎样的人才能征战得胜呢？
How can we be victorious?
因为小孩子他不能打仗。
Because little children can't fight.
所以当以色列百姓他们出了埃及来到西乃山底下的时候。
So when the Israelites left Egypt and came to the.
神把律法颁布给他们。
And the Lord gave the law to them.
他们在那里把会幕盖起来了。
And they built the tabernacle.
他们准备向着迦南而去。
And they were preparing to walk to Canaan.
在那里神就吩咐摩西说要把以色列百姓把他编组起来。
So the Lord said to Moses, you have to arrange the people of Israel.
因为他们面对的是一个旷野的道路。
Because they're walking in a path through the wilderness.
这个征战的环境。
And it is situation filled with.
所以在数点百姓,
so there he asked Moses to number the people.
那是把那些二十岁以外的那个些男丁把他数点出来编成耶和华军队,
to count all the men aged 20 and up to be the soldiers for God.
所以他们走这一条道路是一个征战的道路。
So this path that they walked was a path of fight.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天基督徒的生活就是一个征战的生活。
So our lives today is also lives.
我不知道你觉得你过，你作为一个基督徒是不是觉得很容易呢？很容易过。
Do you consider that being a Christian is very easy?
不然今天许多神的儿女，他觉得基督徒生活有什么难的？
Many brothers and sisters today would say like, what? There's not much difficult about being a Christian.
礼拜天就要去聚会，听到就回去就没事了呀。
On Sundays we come to church, we'll hear the message and we'll
go home. 做基督徒是很容易的。
Being a Christian is very easy.
若是我们有这样想的话，你还不知道什么是基督徒。
If you think this way, then you don't really know what it means to be a Christian yet.
若是我们觉得基督徒是不容易的,
if you feel that being a Christian is not easy,
你的感觉就对了。
Then your feeling is correct.
要成为一个基督徒是很容易的。
To become a Christian is easy.
只要用个简单的信心来接受主耶稣基督，你就成为一个基督徒了。
As long as you have this simple faith to believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是你要做一个基督徒，你要把那基督徒该有的情形表现出来，那就不是一个简单的事情。
To be a Christian, to live out the characteristics of because there is fighting.
所以弟兄姊妹，你我们过基督徒的生活，过属灵生活，你是不是觉得是很不容易？里面是常有征战，是不是？
Brothers, do you often feel that when you're living that there are battles raging?
一方面，我们得到这个新的生命住在我们里面。
On one hand, we've already received this new life within us.
另外一方面，那个亚当天然生命仍然在我们里面。
But on the other hand, we still have the life of Adam within us.
我们是不是常常觉得有两股力量在里面这么拉扯？
Do we often feel that there are these two powers within us that are pulling at us?
就像那个拔河比赛一样。
It's like a tug of war.
有个力量好像要把我们拉开眼里神。
There is this power within us that's pulling on us to be pulled away from the Lord.
有一个力量好像要我们更多的亲近神，依靠神。
On the other hand, there's this other power pulling to draw us closer and closer to God.
我们里面常常有挣扎。
So within ourselves, there's this conflict.
圣灵跟肉体上的征战,
the spirit and the flesh are warring within us.
有一个声音告诉我们说，你要好好去聚会，好好去服侍，去追求。
There's a voice within us that tells us you have to, you know, fellowship. You have to pursue after the Lord.
另外一种声音，另外有力量说啊，算了，没有什么了，不需要花那么多时间去聚会，去服侍了，这样也可以过一个基督徒的生活。
But there's another voice that will tell us, oh, you don't have to work so hard. You know, just
弟兄姊妹，是不是里面常常有这样的征战，又挣扎在那里呢？
But do we have this conflict within ourselves?
原来在那里说到一个属灵的征战。
This tells of the spiritual battle.
基督徒在地上需要面对各种环境的一个试炼，那是一个属灵的征战。
Christians have to experience many different trials. This is the
因为当我们蒙恩得救，又神把我们从撒旦权势底下拯救出来。
Because when we were saved, the Lord Jesus saved us out from underneath Satan's.
现在这个撒旦权势要把我们再把他拉回去，在他辖制底下，成为他的俘虏。
So Satan wants to take us back to be his slaves once again.
他不放过我们。
He won't let us go.
我们就看见在那里有一个属灵的征战。
So we see here that there is a spiritual battle.
我们今天征战对象是什么呢？
So what is who is our opponent?
保罗告诉我们说，我们不是以那些属血气的征战。
Paul tells us we're not struggling against flesh and blood.
我们乃是以那些执政掌权者管辖幽暗世界的征战。
But against the rulers and against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness.
以那天空属恶者的灵气征战。
Against the spiritual forces of wickedness. Wickedness in the
这个就是为什么我们觉得基督徒的生活是很不容易、不简单的。
So this is why we may feel that being a Christian is not easy.
感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
今天我们征战能力从哪里而来？
Where is our strength for this battle?
保罗告诉我们说，靠主依靠他，依赖他大能大力，做一个刚强的人。
Paul says, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
所以我们看见这个少年人，他们是个刚强的人，因为主的话在他们里面。
So see here that these young men are strong because the word of God abides in them.
所以以弗所书第六章告诉我们，那属灵征战有六种的兵器。
So in Ephesians chapter 6, we have six kinds of weapons.
征战的兵器,
weapons. Yeah, six kinds of weapons.
五种是保护的兵器，保护的。
Five of them are for protection.
只有一个兵器是攻击的，就是神的话，圣灵的宝剑。
And only one weapon is offensive to attack.
所以为什么这些少年人他们能够征战得胜，他们能胜过恶者呢？
So why are the young men able to overcome the evil one?
因为神的道常存在他们里面。
Because the word of God abides in them.
我们看主耶稣为什么能够胜过魔鬼的试探？
How was the Lord Jesus able to overcome the temptations of Satan?
用神的话来对付魔鬼的试探。
And it was through using the word of God.
所以今天我们是靠拿起圣灵宝剑，就是神的话来对付魔鬼。
So today when we take up the spiritual armor,
所以我们必须要熟悉神的话，也知道如何应用神的话。
So we have to understand the words of the Lord and
我们才能够做刚强的人，能够胜过恶者。
So we can be strong and overcome the evil one.
那这些少年人，他们争为什么事情？他们征战呢？
For these young men, for what purpose are they fighting?
底下就告诉我们。
continuing on, it
says, he
says, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
底下就更具体告诉我们说,
continuing on, it's even more clear. What are the things of the world?
就肉体的情义, 眼目的情义, 精神的骄傲,
for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes,
他说,
and the boastful pride of life.
他说, 小子们不要爱世界,
it says, little children, do not love the world. He's not talking about this physical world He's talking about all these other things of the world, the lust of the eyes.
保罗在以弗所书第二章告诉我们说，当我们得救之前，我们在这个世界是照着世界世俗在那过生活。
Paul tells in Ephesians that that we're living according to in the fashion of the world.世人怎么样过生活，跟这个潮流在走，我们也是跟着那个潮流在走。 Before we were saved, as the world was, we were following after it.
他说，若是爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们里面了。
So if we love the world, then the love of the Father is not within us.
因为这些世界潮流，这些世界风俗背后掌权的是那个撒旦。
Because behind all the things of the world, the power behind it is Satan.
他与神是对立的。
He is opposed to God.
所以雅各书也告诉我们说，以世俗为敌的，唯有就是以神为敌。
So James tells us that friendship with the world is enmity towards God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要属灵的看见，看见世界背后那个掌权者是谁。
So we have to see what the power behind the world is.
若是我们没有这样属灵眼光的话，我们觉得好像许多世界上的事情，那些世俗那些流行的东西，好像觉得没有什么，也不是犯什么大罪。
If we don't have the special eyes to see these things, we may consider all these things in the world to be, not bad, or we're not causing a great sin.
人在流行什么，我们就跟着流行什么呀。What's
popular in the world, we may follow after them.
这是这个世界潮流。These
are the things of the world.
他目的乃是叫我们不去爱神，而去爱世界。The
purpose is for us to tempt us away from the Lord, to love the world instead of Him.
并且他说，世界上的事就是那眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。For
all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
这些是什么呢？
What are these things?
这些都是满足自己，都是以自己为中心的事物。These
are all things to satisfy yourself, that would put yourself first.
所以我们看见今天地上人所追求，不是说那些罪恶败坏的事情。So
we see that what the world pursues today is not evil things.
可能许多事情都是人看都是美好，都是正当的，都是好的事情。The
rest of the world may consider these things to be perfectly fine.
但是那些都是为了满足我们自己，都是以自己为中心。But
they're all to satisfy ourselves, put ourselves first.
使徒告诉我们说，这一切事情呢，这世界世上事情都要过去。The
apostle tells us that all of these things will pass away.
虽然可以暂时满足我们需要。
They may satisfy ourselves temporarily.
但是有一天这一切都要归于乌有。
But one day all of these things will pass away.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看见，这是一个属灵的征战。
So brothers and sisters, we have to see that this is a spiritual battle.
今天人在追求许多东西，为什么？因为他为了都是为了自己，叫自己得满足，得享受。
That people are trying to satisfy themselves.
但是从我们许多经历里面，我们看见这一切都不能真正满足我们。But
through our experience, we can see that all these things won't really satisfy.
这一切有一天都要失去，都是落了空。One
day, all these things will pass away, and they'll come to nothing.
人都落在这个虚空里面。And
they'll fall into this emptiness.
圣经告诉我们，最有智慧的人所罗门王。And
Bible tells us that King Solomon, who was filled with wisdom,
讲了最有智慧的话言语。
Shared these words of great wisdom.
日光之下，一切都是虚空，都是捕风捉影。
Understand all things are vanity.
但是这,
But these are things that people will continue to seek.
最终都叫人落到虚空里面.
And in the end, they'll cause all to fall into empty.
用什么事情让你最虚空，或者说什么时候让你最觉虚空呢？
Now, sisters, when would you feel at most empty?
若是你每天有散步的习惯,
if every day you have this habit of going for a walk,
你可以每天到坟墓那里散步一圈,
you should take a walk around the cemetery one day.
你每天都是到坟墓那里散步一次的话,
if you walk around the cemetery every day, you'll truly feel that life of man is truly empty.
我觉得最虚空的时候是什么时候呢?
When I feel is the most empty.
就是参加人家葬礼的时候，我觉得里面最虚空。
When I attend someone's funeral, I feel everything is.
人生地上走一圈以后，走一趟以后，最终不过是倒在那里。
Everyone, when we live our lives, when we complete our lives, at the end, there's.
这世界和世上所有有一天都要过去。
Everything in this world, everything.
感谢神，我们虽然活在这个虚空的世界。
Although we live in this empty world, within ourselves we are not empty. Because we have this hope within us. Because whoever obeys the Lord's commandments, they will endure forever. Only someone who follows the Lord's commands.
只有一个人常常走在主道路上的人。
Someone who continually walks in the path of the Lord.
虽然在肉身里面，有一天我们都要进到坟墓里面。
Although physically we may all enter into the grave.
但是那里不是我们的结束。
But there is not our end.
那里是叫我们进到永远里面的一个门。
It is a doorway for us to enter into the grave.
我们知道我们在地上不是过一个虚空的生活。
And we know that we don't live our lives hopelessly.
我们里面是有荣耀盼望等着我们。
Because we have this glorious hope waiting for us.
地上世界是叫我们虚空。
The rest of the world would call us to be
empty.
But this salvation calls us to be filled with this glorious hope. And this life would cause us to be filled. We give thanks to the Lord. Only when we abide in the light and have fellowship with this
glorious light,
only then will these experiences be real within us.
我们才能够在光明当中看见我们所蒙受恩典是有何等的大。
And only then will we see how great is the salvation that we have.
我想没有机会讲到父老这一方面。
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to speak about the stage of
father. 光简单讲一下父老他们的经历是什么呢?
I will speak very simply for a moment.
他们认识那起初原有的。
Fathers know him who was from the beginning. I'm sure that they all have this experience of having their sins forgiven. And they recognize that God is their father. And when they continued to grow, they had the strength and the word of God. And they overcame the evil one. Because the word of God abided in them. That they can live a life
overcoming.
But when they grew older and took another step, they knew him who has been from the beginning, the Lord himself. And they understand the Lord's eternal purpose. They learned of the Lord Jesus, who has been from the beginning, and that is the focus of God's eternal plan. And this is the mystery of God, Jesus Christ. This is the mystery that has been hidden to God from through the generations, which is Jesus Christ. They knew him who has been from the beginning. Since they know him who has been from the beginning, the Lord himself, that revelation was revealed. So they don't desire the things that the world desires. But they want to live before the Lord. To follow after His will. And only this will endure until eternity. We ask the Lord to be gracious to us. Because we receive this new life with, and is now living within us. Let us continue to understand how precious this life is to us. That this life would be made manifest within us. That the Lord would be able to accomplish His will among us who have been saved. Let's conclude our sharing. Would our brother say a word of prayer?
Bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Father, we truly thank you by your great mercies.
靠着耶稣基督从死里复活,
that by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, He's given us the new life.
让我们在耶稣基督里面, 能够有这个新的生命, 能够来彰显我们父一切的荣耀。
That in Jesus Christ, we can see all the glory of the Heavenly Father through the new life in us.
让我们行在光明中, 像父, 像神行在光明中一样。
And that we may be in the light as the Father is in the light.
让我们时刻能够宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And we thank you for bringing us into your light.
也让我们在这, 地上活着, 真是像那, 有那盼望的人。
So that as we live our lives on this earth, we may be as those who have hope.
让我们常将一切, 的荣耀能够来归给我们的父。
And we want to give all the glory to our Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们祷告,
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
我们, 感谢主赐给我们, 这生命的话语, 让我们